And now this is a dictation for Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, August 1660, addressed as a letter to Medilodge, M-E-D-I-L-O-D-J-E, excuse me, G-E, Mount Pleasant, 7799060. Dear Sirs at Medilodge, follow up for Mrs. Miller with renal transplant, renal failure. I haven't seen her since January. Comes accompanied with a caregiver. Was recently in the hospital with COVID. She is being followed for multiple myeloma with a component of hemolytic anemia, refractory anemia requiring transfusion dependence, and secondary iron overload. She is at the wheelchair, has prior vascular stroke, recognizes me, very pleasant. Memory, of course, is compromised. No severe no severe dysarthria, some degree of expressive aphasia. I've been told there is no vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. No respiratory distress, no trauma, no falling episodes. She has right-sided hemiplegia. Next paragraph, I review medications. I want to highlight Norvasc, Eranesp, Clanidine, Lasix, Hydralazine nitrates, Metoprolol, Bicarbonate, Ontacro, and Mycophenolate for transplant. Next paragraph on physical exam. No respiratory distress. For the most part, lungs are clear. No gross arrhythmia. No pericardial rapid gallop. Kidney transplant on the left side. Overweight of the abdomen. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. Amputation all toes on the right foot. It still has number 4 and 5 toe on the left side. Other ones are removed. Right-sided hemiplegia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry that I have is May, creatinine at 2. It's been recently as high as upper 2s, lower 3s. Normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 7.8. Low potassium, normal sodium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal calcium. GFR 25 to 30, stage 4. Next paragraph, I review the notes from Dr. Sahai. Multiple myeloma, decision for comfort care, no aggressive intervention. She did have also positive Coombs test with probably a component of hemolytic anemia. There is monoclonality for lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A, restricted plasma cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Multiple myeloma, comfort care, no chemotherapy. Next number, renal transplant 2011. Next number, CKD stage 4. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants. Next number, refractory anemia, transfusion dependent, iatrogenic volume overload, high ferritin saturation. Next number, prior complications of coronavirus, including stroke, right-sided weakness, with secondary vascular dementia. New coronavirus was more incidental within the last few weeks, did not cause respiratory failure. At that time, there was atrial fibrillation, question seizures, and question UTI. All issues discussed with the patient and caregiver, continue to monitor. End of dictation. Overall prognosis, of course, is guarded. End of dictation.